Budapest University of Technology and Economics, Language Examination Center. This recording is copyright. Intermediate Level Examination, Listening Part 1. You will hear a text. Please read the candidate copy beforehand. You will have 1 minute for that. Then, listen to the text and make notes in English. You will hear the text twice. After the first listening, you will have 1 minute to answer the questions. After the second listening, you will have 2 minutes to finalize your answers. Copy your answers in English on the yellow answer sheet. Now you'll have 1 minute to read the prompts. Now we're ready to start. Listen carefully.
Dry water makes storing gas easier. Chemists in the UK have developed a way to convert methane gas into a solid that looks like granulated sugar, making it easier to store. Professor Andrew Cooper and his colleagues at the University of Liverpool have found that they can trap methane in a material made of silica and water called dry water. They report their findings in Nature News. Methane is seen as a viable alternative fuel, with experts estimating that deposits worldwide could contain more energy than coal, oil, and all other fossil fuels combined. According to Cooper, there is a huge amount of energy in these resources, and the question is how much of that material we can recover. Most of that methane is locked inside ice crystals in the Arctic or at the bottom of the ocean, where the pressure is high, the temperature is low, or both, which makes extracting those deposits difficult. A chunk of white methane hydrate from the ocean depths is cold in your hand, but hold a lit match to it and yellow and blue flames rise from the methane released by the melting ice. Once you get the hydrate to the surface, methane can be difficult and expensive to store and transport, which is where Cooper and his colleagues' work could prove useful. To store and transport methane, it usually has to be cooled down to about minus 113 degrees Celsius, or pressurized around 5,000 kilopascals, both of which require large amounts of energy and can be dangerous and flammable. Storing methane in a water and silica mix that looks and feels like a powder would make it easier and possibly cheaper to store. Cooper and his colleagues combined dry water, a mix of water and very fine particles of silica, and methane gas with a blender bought at a local store. After about 30 minutes, the white powder was fully saturated with methane. They determined that 1 litre of methane gas can be stored in about 6 grams of powdered methane, roughly the same volume as most pressurized containers. The powdered methane still needs to be held under light pressure and at a temperature of about minus 70 degrees Celsius. Releasing the methane simply requires raising the temperature or decreasing the pressure, says Cooper. Powdered methane could just be the beginning. Cooper says that the team can store other gases as powders, including hydrogen and carbon dioxide, although under different environmental conditions. Storing CO2 as a powder could make carbon sequestration easier or bring a hydrogen-powered economy closer to realization. Easily trapping gases like CO2, methane and hydrogen could be useful, but first it has to be economical. Finding a cheaper way to gather, store and transport methane and other gases will eventually open up the use of these alternative fuel resources.
Now listen again.
Dry water makes storing gas easier. Chemists in the UK have developed a way to convert methane gas into a solid that looks like granulated sugar, making it easier to store. Professor Andrew Cooper and his colleagues at the University of Liverpool have found that they can trap methane in a material made of silica and water called dry water. They report their findings in Nature News. Methane is seen as a viable alternative fuel, with experts estimating that deposits worldwide could contain more energy than coal, oil, and all other fossil fuels combined. According to Cooper, there is a huge amount of energy in these resources, and the question is how much of that material we can recover. Most of that methane is locked inside ice crystals in the Arctic, or at the bottom of the ocean, where the pressure is high, the temperature is low, or both, which makes extracting those deposits difficult. A chunk of white methane hydrate from the ocean depths is cold in your hand, but hold a lit match to it, and yellow and blue flames rise from the methane released by the melting ice. Once you get the hydrate to the surface, methane can be difficult and expensive to store and transport, which is where Cooper and his colleagues' work could prove useful. To store and transport methane, it usually has to be cooled down to about minus 113 degrees Celsius, or pressurized around 5,000 kilopascals, both of which require large amounts of energy and can be dangerous and flammable. Storing methane in a water and silica mix that looks and feels like a powder would make it easier and possibly cheaper to store. Cooper and his colleagues combined dry water, a mix of water and very fine particles of silica, and methane gas with a blender bought at a local store. After about 30 minutes, the white powder was fully saturated with methane. They determined that 1 litre of methane gas can be stored in about 6 grams of powdered methane, roughly the same volume as most pressurized containers. The powdered methane still needs to be held under light pressure and at a temperature of about minus 70 degrees Celsius. Releasing the methane simply requires raising the temperature or decreasing the pressure, says Cooper. Powdered methane could just be the beginning. Cooper says that the team can store other gases as powders, including hydrogen and carbon dioxide, although under different environmental conditions. Storing CO2 as a powder could make carbon sequestration easier or bring a hydrogen-powered economy closer to realization. Easily trapping gases like CO2, methane and hydrogen could be useful, but first it has to be economical. Finding a cheaper way to gather, store and transport methane and other gases will eventually open up the use of these alternative fuel resources.
Now you can copy your answers onto the answer sheet. This is the end of part one. Listening part two. You will now hear a text. Read the 10 statements on the candidate copy beforehand. You will have 1 minute for that. Then please listen to the text. If you think the statement is correct, put a tick under T. If you think the statement is not correct, then put a tick under F. You will hear the text twice. After the first listening, you will have 1 minute to answer the questions. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalize your answers. Indicate your answers on the yellow answer sheet. Now you'll have 1 minute to read the statements through. Now we're ready to start. Please listen carefully. Stamps. The head of the stamp department at the Hungarian Post Office is talking about Hungarian stamps. The practice of collecting stamps dates back almost to the birth of the medium in Hungary. Stamps began to be collected in the 1850s, and the first Hungarian catalogue, written in German, appeared in 1886. Collecting stamps used to be a hobby for the privileged few, and was even considered too much like truly eccentric behaviour to be kept a secret. The story goes that there were two collectors living in the same street who only found out about each other's hobby from an American partner with whom they were both corresponding. Collectors later began to form groups and clubs where they could both trade and swap stories. After decline in the hobby's popularity during the First World War, the Association of Hungarian Stamp Collectors was established in 1922. When designing a new stamp, we make sure that it not only has all the requisite information, but that it is also of the highest artistic quality. For example, if we want to portray a painting on a stamp, we don't make a photographic reproduction, but commission a well-known artist to make the illustration. This could be one of the reasons why a fine arts university in the United States is using Hungarian stamps as models for its stamp design courses. The Hungarian Post Office also pays scrupulous attention to its marketing. It produces an annual brochure of new stamps, a three-language almanac of all the stamps issued in that year, and detailed descriptions of both the stamps produced and the artists who designed them. There is also a book series based on the different themes of old Hungarian stamps, for example, Animals on Hungarian Stamps, which is written in Hungarian, German, and English. We are working to get young people interested in stamp collecting. That is why we've started a kids' magazine in 1998 to tell children about stamps and collecting and show them designs made by artists. We're also trying to show people how many different ways stamps can be used, including for charity. When we issued our Animals of the Earth series, every stamp issued was followed up by a charity auction, and the funds raised were donated to the Budapest Zoo. This year, we're including zoos, parks and veterinary clinics in the country when distributing donations. In 1997, we issued half-price stamps and sent the funds to help flood victims in the Czech Republic and Poland. From the many series representing Hungarian heritage and culture, those of the Hungarian wine-producing areas are a unique representation of the characteristic grapes produced in each area. Both this and the Hungarian National Park series have two new stamps added each year. Now, listen again. Stamps. The head of the stamp department at the Hungarian Post Office is talking about Hungarian stamps. The practice of collecting stamps dates back almost to the birth of the medium in Hungary. Stamps began to be collected in the 1850s, and the first Hungarian catalogue, written in German, appeared in 1886. Collecting stamps used to be a hobby for the privileged few, and was even considered too much like truly eccentric behavior to be kept a secret. The story goes that there were two collectors living in the same street who only found out about each other's hobby from an American partner with whom they were both corresponding. Collectors later began to form groups and clubs where they could both trade and swap stories. After decline in the hobby's popularity during the First World War, the Association of Hungarian Stamp Collectors was established in 1922. When designing a new stamp, we make sure that it not only has all the requisite information, but that it is also of the highest artistic quality. For example, if we want to portray a painting on a stamp, we don't make a photographic reproduction, but commission a well-known artist to make the illustration. This could be one of the reasons why a fine arts university in the United States is using Hungarian stamps as models for its stamp design courses. The Hungarian Post Office also pays scrupulous attention to its marketing. It produces an annual brochure of new stamps, a three-language almanac of all the stamps issued in that year, and detailed descriptions of both the stamps produced and the artists who designed them. There is also a book series based on the different themes of old Hungarian stamps, for example, Animals on Hungarian Stamps, which is written in Hungarian, German, and English. We are working to get young people interested in stamp collecting. That is why we've started a kids' magazine in 1998 to tell children about stamps and collecting and show them designs made by artists. We're also trying to show people how many different ways stamps can be used, including for charity. When we issued our Animals of the Earth series, every stamp issued was followed up by a charity auction, and the funds raised were donated to the Budapest Zoo. This year, we're including zoos, parks, and veterinary clinics in the country when distributing donations. In 1997, we issued half-price stamps and sent the funds to help flood victims in the Czech Republic and Poland. From the many series representing Hungarian heritage and culture, those of the Hungarian wine-producing areas are a unique representation of the characteristic grapes produced in each area. Both this and the Hungarian National Park series have two new stamps added each year. Now you can copy your answers onto the answer sheet. This is the end of the test.